And one of the reasons why we wanted to do something like that was we were looking at things like consolidating networks. And so then a lot of people get really concerned about the effect on their projects and things like that. Well, one of the advantages of doing things like that is to increase your ability to collaborate. So we want to give a solution in place to help collaboration. Furthermore, one of the things that the center wanted to do strategically was to enable collaboration among the villagers at Goddard. And using technology for a very introverted culture seemed like a great thing to do, so they can talk to each other, collaborate, and do it electronically, even though they're not physically close or not, from an interpersonal relationship perspective, apt to talk a lot to each other.
Describe what Spacebook is. I mean, is it a picture of the person? Is it their contact information? What does it include? If you sign up, which you, I imagine, have, what kind of information is out there?
So what's pre-populated there already is the information that's already in the Goddard phone book, which is your name, your office number, and what your room number is. Then you have the option of uploading additional things. You can upload your picture, you can upload your resume, upload your projects, your certifications, what you're working on, and maybe things that you're interested in. You can also create groups, affinities, group people together. Already people have started to form groups like across organizations. Branches have done that. Special interest groups like the dance club or something like that, they could form groups. So it could be social in terms of work contact and also work related. The main purpose of it is to enable people to do better from a work-oriented perspective.
How did you set it up? Is there a specific technology that you used? Is it just something that you can do internally through something that NASA Goddard is already using?
We used open source solutions, and I don't remember what the specific one was right now, but we didn't want to compete with what already existed. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you're competing with Microsoft SharePoint, for example, or you're competing with Facebook. Well, no, it's not. It doesn't do all of what Microsoft SharePoint does, and the difference between this and what Facebook does, Facebook gives you a whole lot of capability. This is just an initial start, and we look at being able to link into other things.
How many people have signed up so far? Do you know offhand?
Well, I haven't checked since the end of last week. It was about 100, and so it's been growing and a lot of interest so far.
This is just at NASA Goddard, or is this for all of NASA?
All of NASA has the ability to get to it, because when we put it out there, if you're on a NASA internal network, you can get to it. But the initial purpose was for Goddard, but it's something that's open for any NASA employee on the internal network to be able to get to.
Do you expect this to kind of spread kind of virally as more people use it, more people find the benefits?
Yes, I do. And the agency right now is looking at the possibility of it being an agency-wide solution.
You said in your blog post, you mentioned that there was a delay to it, actually, because you were trying to dot the I's and cross the T's. What was the delay about, and what other challenges did you face in terms of setting this up?
It's the normal skittishness associated with social networking. A lot of people get concerned, well, what are people going to see about me? What are the security issues? What about people who are not well-behaved? Or, you know, what if somebody says something very naughty, you know, and so what are we going to do about that? And so, recently, people in our governance process wanted to make sure that we thought through those things, which we had, but we wanted to go through and give an extra assurance that this wasn't going to introduce any new vulnerabilities. It wasn't going to make things dangerous for us in any kind of respect. So we wanted to just make people more assured about that.
Is there a policy around it? How did you reassure people that this was a good thing?
Policies already exist about acceptable use of IT. One example that I would give is that you cannot communicate procurement-sensitive information. Well, you can't do it in Spacebook, you can't do it in Facebook, you can't do it in email, you can't talk about it at the water cooler. And so the technology doesn't change that. And so we assured ourselves there are policies that already exist for how you conduct yourself. This did not change anything.
Now, did you have to get approval through the NASA Goddard chain? Or how did it work? Or did you, as the CIO, have the ability to say, this is something we're going to do? You let people know it, you got feedback, and then you move forward. How does that work? Because I think other agencies are probably interested in maybe setting something similar up.
We established maybe about a year ago an IT governance board that gives advice to the CIO, who's me, about how we use and conduct IT projects at the center. And this project went through that governance board that gave us approval to go ahead and do it. One of the things that happened, and I applaud the board for having us pause and look at it, is they guided us through the steps and approved, you know, grant approvals through different checkpoints to a project, and also said, well, double check this, and we did that, and then pending that, they approved, they concurred, that's probably the better way to say it, to go ahead and launch Spacebook. So it goes through a governance that I honor as the CIO.
What comes next for you guys? Is it just to build the capacity around Spacebook, get people to sign up, or are you looking at other tools that maybe would be a part of the a bigger umbrella of Web 2.0?
Already there are people asking for new features. They wanted to do this, they wanted to do that, you know, a whole lot of things. It's also, you know, one of the things that we're talking about already is what's going on at the agency with Microsoft SharePoint and how can that be available. The Gen X, Gen Yers, you know, somebody came in my office today and was really excited, yesterday, and was really excited about it, wanting to do more through Spacebook. How can we use this to excite the younger generation that's coming to Goddard? So people are asking for more things.
Have you had any other agencies interested yet, or is it still too early?
Let's see, you know how many emails I get. I think I got like a zillion emails, and one of them today came from another agency asking me about what was the solution and what we did. So I expect to hear more from other federal agencies about that. A lot of people might you know, say, well, what about this open thing? Why don't you use a COTS product? And I think that we might, you know, see some more activity and more ideas, you know, around that. We certainly made the choices that we made, and I think that other people may have different ideas that we're interested in too.